Adelaide soul singer Rin McArdle is sharing her talents nationally. She's playing this Friday night supporting the Preachers at Unibar and then is heading over to Melbourne for the Fringe Festival to perform in Killjoy, which is a production that disrupts the fantasy of femininity. Rin McArdle joins us on the line now. Hey, Rin.
Hey, how are you going? Good morning.
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. I'm actually in Melbourne at the moment.
Are you out in the busy streets of Melbourne right now?
No, I'm actually at rehearsal right now. I'm rehearsing for Killjoy, but I'm flying home on Friday morning.
Oh, so super busy right now. Well, thanks for taking some time out to have a chat to us.
Oh, no worries. That's okay.
Well, do you want to tell us a bit about Killjoy, this performance you're working on?
Yeah, it's a circus cabaret kind of feminist punk show, I guess. It goes for an hour and we're doing 6 nights at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent starting on Monday. And so we've been working on this show for the past couple of months and I'm helping do the music for it, so playing drums and doing some keys and singing. And I'm doing the music with a guy called Zach Peard, who plays in a few bands over here, like Sex on Toast, and he's a legend. And then Jade Stevens is the other person I'm doing it with, and it's heaps of fun. I'm really excited, but just super nervous.
So how did you get involved with this production?
Well, I've always kind of been involved with Fringe Festival for a long time, especially like I've worked for the Garden of Unearthly Delights in Adelaide for like 5 years, and so I've always just been into it. But I came over here and met some people, and they were like, "Do you want to work on this show?" And I was like, "Yeah, definitely." Yeah, and so now it's just turned into this exciting thing.
And like you said, you're not just vocally talented; you're also playing the drums and the keys in Killjoy.
Yeah, I'll be playing drums for this show. Yeah.
How long have you been playing?
Since I was 6.
So we know you as a songwriter as well. This show is a punk cabaret circus thing. Everything a good fringe show could be. Where did the name Killjoy come from?
Killjoys kind of comes from, I guess, them being called Killjoys when they're not behaving the way that they're expected to behave. So it's kind of taking ownership of that title, and it's just a cool name, I think.
Absolutely. And so you mentioned, you're playing drums in this, and we know you as a songwriter. Have you got any other hidden talents? Are you into the circus parts of it as well? Or?
No. I'm definitely not a secret circus performer. Definitely just music.
We're speaking with Rin McArdle, one of Adelaide's favourite soul singers. She's an exciting few months in store ahead of her, including heading over to Melbourne. You're in Melbourne now for the Fringe Festival. This show, Killjoy, once it's been in the Spiegel Tent, the famous Spiegel Tent for the Melbourne Fringe, do you think it might make it here to Adelaide to give us a chance to see it?
Yeah, definitely. I think the plan is to head to Perth in January and then come over to Adelaide and run it over there as well. So I am so excited. That's like a big dream to be able to do that at home.
It sounds amazing. Have you actually been to the Melbourne Fringe Festival before, not performing?
No, I've never been. So I've only ever experienced Adelaide Fringe Festival. So this is my first experience. I'm super excited. I think it'll be fun.
Well, it sure sounds like you've got a lot of work cut out for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'm flying in on Friday morning and then we'll have like a rehearsal with the boys that I'm playing the show with and then Unibar. I'm pumped.
Sure sounds like it. What else do you have in store for the rest of the year other than, this performance coming up?
When this show finishes, the last night of it is on the 30th, and then on the 4th I start a residency at the Evelyn Hotel in Melbourne. So I'll be doing that for a month. And then I'm not sure. I think I might work on doing some recording and get another song out. And then in January, we'll head to Perth for Perth Fringe.
So this residency at the Evelyn, what'll that involve?
Well, basically, for the month of October, I play there every Wednesday, and I've been super lucky. They've let me have two artists that I've chosen to have play with me on each of the nights. So I've got, you guys know Beck Stevens.
Absolutely. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she's incredible. I'm so excited. I've got her coming down for one. And also Nina McCann, who sings in Higher Time and plays in She's the Band, is coming down for one as well. So I'm excited about that. And then I've got some cool people from Melbourne playing as well. So, yeah, that's four shows in October. And, that should be fun.
So, yes, those will be some pretty rocking shows, I imagine, some pretty big ones.
Yeah, hopefully.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned that you're going to be doing some more recording soon, but should we take a listen to one of your songs?
Sure.
Sirens, you want to tell us anything about this one?
Yeah, this song actually has a pretty funny story. It got picked by this famous YouTuber in America called Connor Franta, and he chose to put it on a compilation that he put out, and it went to number one on the electronic charts in America, but there was weirdly a spelling error. So at the time that it was number one in America on this compilation, no one could find me because they accidentally spelt my name with a C instead of an N. So like it was getting, like this Google page was generated where like if you would try and search Rin McArdle, it would come up and be like, do you mean Rick McArdle? And like with a photo of me. And it was actually the most tragic thing in the world. But like, it's kind of funny. Like, it's kind of funny now. So it's just a good story. So that's the song we're about to listen to now.
Tragedy plus time is comedy. Well, Rin, thanks so much for speaking us this morning.
No worries. Are you guys coming to the show on Friday?
I'm hoping to be able to make it down to Unibar.
Yeah. See how you go.
Yeah.
If you come down, we'll have a beer.
Oh, I'm so in there.
Yeah, Preachers and Polish Club.
Yeah, come and hang out. It'll be great.
No. Well, all the best with the show and with all the training and everything else that you're doing. It's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but yeah, it's pretty fun. And thank you guys so much for talking to me.
Not a problem. So this